Chapter 7. The Victory of York. Richard and Lawless returned to the forest. That night, Ellis Duckworth's men sat around the fire.
"There's going to be an important battle tomorrow between the houses of Lancaster and York,"
said Duckworth to his men.
"We're going to attack Shoreby Castle. This time, York will win."
"Hooray!"
cried the men.
"And we're going to find my enemy, Sir Daniel. Remember, there's a black arrow waiting for him and his good friends, Bennet Hatch and Sir Oliver Oates."
"We'll find them!"
cried the men.
"Richard,"
said Duckworth,
"go and meet the Duke of Gloucester at St. Bridget's Cross tomorrow morning. Take him this important message. Dear Richard, Duke of Gloucester, my 20 men will meet your soldiers outside Shoreby Castle before the battle. We will fight together and win. Ellis Duckworth."
Very early the next morning, Richard rode to St. Bridget's Cross. It was a cold morning and there was a lot of snow on the road. When he got there, he saw a young knight dressed in armour on a big black horse. The white rose of the House of York was on his shield. He was alone, and he was fighting 8 soldiers. He was a good fighter and killed 3 soldiers.
"I can help you, sir,"
cried Richard. He and the knight fought together, and the fight was soon over. The young knight was surprised. He turned to Richard and said,
"Thank you for your help. You're a good fighter and you saved my life. Who are you?"
"I'm Richard Shelton and I'm looking for the Duke of Gloucester."
"Well, you found him,"
said the knight.
"I'm Richard, Duke of Gloucester."
"Here's a message from Ellis Duckworth,"
said Richard, giving him the letter. The Duke read the letter and said,
"Good. I need more brave men for this battle. Duckworth is a loyal friend, and together we'll win."
Soon the Duke's soldiers arrived. They were carrying flags with the white rose of York.
"We're ready,"
he cried.
"Let's attack Shoreby Castle!"
Many of the soldiers at Shoreby Castle were still sleeping when the Duke attacked. Hundreds of soldiers fought in a long battle and many were killed. At the end of the battle, there was a fire and Shoreby Castle was almost destroyed. The House of York won the battle and Sir Daniel escaped with Joanna, Bennet Hatch and 2 men. The Duke of Gloucester was pleased with the victory. He went to Richard and said,
"You're a brave young man, and you fought well. Kneel down, Richard. I want to knight you."
Richard knelt down in front of the Duke and became Sir Richard. This was a great honour for him. The next day, Sir Richard left Shoreby and started looking for Joanna. He knew she was with Sir Daniel. He travelled all day, and in the evening he saw a small fire on a hill.
"Perhaps that's Sir Daniel's fire,"
he thought. He moved silently through the trees and got closer. He saw Sir Daniel, Bennet Hatch, and a young boy sitting near the fire. They were eating and talking.
"Joanna is dressed as John Matcham again,"
thought Richard.
"Sir Daniel is very clever."
Richard hid behind a big tree and watched them. It was obvious that Joanna was very sad. He waited until they were finally asleep, and then he quietly went up to Joanna.
"Joanna,"
he whispered in her ear,
"wake up."
She woke up and smiled.
"We must be very quiet,"
whispered Sir Richard.
"Get up slowly and follow me."
They moved away very quietly through the trees. They got on Sir Richard's horse and went into the forest. That night, they slept at Ellis Duckworth's camp near Holywood. When Joanna woke up, she said,
"This is like a dream, Richard. We're together again."
"Yes, and tomorrow we can get married,"
Sir Richard said excitedly.
"I'm going to talk to the kind friar of Holywood Abbey this morning."
"I'm very happy, Richard,"
said Joanna. Sir Richard woke up very early on the day of his marriage. He was the happiest man in the world. He put on his best clothes and took a short walk in the forest. Soon, he saw a friar walking towards him. As the friar came closer, he recognized him. It was Sir Daniel. He put his hand on his sword because he was ready to fight.
"I'm not here to fight you,"
said Sir Daniel sadly.
"My men and I fought bravely, but we lost the battle against the House of York. It was a long, terrible battle, and now I have nothing. I lost my castle, my men, my money, my jewels. I lost everything. Now I must escape to France, where I still have some friends. I hope they can help me."
"Go to France, Sir Daniel, and don't come back,"
said Sir Richard angrily. Sir Daniel turned around and continued walking in the forest. But after a minute, a black arrow flew through the morning air and hit him in the heart. He fell to the ground, and Sir Richard ran to his side.
"Richard,"
he said quietly.
"Is the arrow black?"
"Yes, it's black,"
said Richard. Sir Daniel looked at him for the last time and died.
"I killed him,"
said a voice in the forest. It was Ellis Duckworth.
"And yesterday I killed Bennet Hatch."
He walked out of the forest and stood by Richard.
"You killed all of your enemies, except one,"
said Richard.
"Yes, Sir Oliver is still alive,"
said Duckworth.
"Don't kill him, Ellis,"
said Richard.
"Let's live in peace."
Duckworth thought for a moment. He looked at the body of Sir Daniel and said,
"You're right, Richard. I want to live in peace. I don't want to fight or kill any more. The band of the Black Arrow doesn't exist anymore."
At 9 o'clock that morning, Richard and Joanna finally got married at Holywood Abbey. It was a beautiful wedding, and everyone was happy. Richard, Joanna, Ellis Duckworth, the men of the Black Arrow, and the Duke of Gloucester and his soldiers celebrated with a dinner. Richard and Joanna lived a happy, peaceful life in the forest, far from wars and battles.